Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. As most of you know, I just ran the Prague Marathon. In my previous episode, I went through my training, the first day in Prague, and my race expectations. And today, it's time to review the race. But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. I had a plan, and I was more than determined to follow it. Since staying in another city influences nutrition, I kept it simple. Pizza on Friday and pasta on Saturday. I had breakfast in the hotel, but since Nutella was my go-to breakfast before all my long runs and previous marathons, I had some with me, just in case. And I'm glad I did so, because there was no Nutella in the hotel. The day before the marathon, I went to a food store nearby, got some bread, and had breakfast 3 hours before race start in my room. The start-finish area was very close to the hotel. Walked there an hour before the start, changed into my race gear provided by Top4Running, and off I went to do a warm-up. Easier said than done in Prague. The streets in the city center are quite narrow, so it was more like a 5-minute jog, just to warm up the muscles a little bit. And then, just 10 minutes before the start, I needed a toilet. Not the first time in my life. But there were just a few at the corrals, and there were lines in front of them. For a minute or two I thought I could handle it, but after all I decided to go and stand in the line. Just as I got back out, 1 minute before the start, they moved the corrals to the closer to the start line, and I was not longer in the group I was supposed to be. Instead, I found myself 2 groups behind. Keep calm, I told myself. Start easy, don't panic, and wait for the streets to get wider before doing anything stupid. For the first 1, maybe 1.5 kilometers, I sticked to the emergency plan. I ran the same speed as all the runners around me. Didn't even look on my watch. At that point, I was not interested in pace. I patiently waited for the streets to open up. And as soon as they did, I slowly progressed to the pace I planned for the first 5K. At about the 3K mark, I had found a nice rhythm and I just kept running at that pace. It felt easy enough to get good into the race. So my first checkpoint was at the 5K mark. I manually lapped the watch and the split was 15 seconds faster than planned. Quick math, 3 seconds per kilometer faster, but feeling good. Now, before I continue with the race itself, a bit more about the course. It sure is an iconic marathon to run. Below the Prague Castle, twice through the city center, and over 6 bridges. Some have to be passed twice, so in total, you run over a bridge 10 times. And as you can imagine, you need to run 10 times up and back down, not by much, but still. And that's not all. There are cobblestones to run on. Not those nice, smooth stones you find in some cities, but a few hundred years old, big cobblestones. And between those stones, even tram lines. Really not the easiest surface, but more about the cobblestones a little bit later. A part of the course needs to be run twice, from the 3K mark to the 14K mark, where you pass the finish line the first time, and then again from the 31K mark to the finish. This part is along the Vltava River. Before the race, I thought it would be flat. Well, it wasn't. Constant ups and downs. Beautiful, scenic, but challenging. Back to the race. Conditions on race day were near to perfect. Around 11 to 13 degrees Celsius and some light winds with no sunshine. Perfect marathon weather, well, almost perfect. So from 5 to 10K I kept the rhythm I had. Was not even thinking about speeding up. And since this was the part that needed to be run twice, I tried to remember as much of the course as possible. I knew it would help in the later stages. At the 10K mark, where I checked my pace the second time, I could see that I was running a bit faster than the first 5K, but just by a few seconds, not much. The plan was to self-check myself every 5K and then decide the tactics for the next 5K. So at the 10K mark, the pace felt really good. My legs felt fresh, my breathing was under control, and my heart rate where it should be. And don't change what's good. But still I decided to speed up a bit, just by like 2 to 3 seconds per kilometer to catch up a group that was running in front of me and working great together. At the 13K mark, I was part of the group, sitting mostly at the end of it, but I also did my share of work on the front. From here on, it went great, up to the 20K mark. The pace just perfect, maybe 1 to 2 seconds per kilometer faster than planned, but I was in a great group of runners. At the halfway point, my legs were not feeling the distance and everything was as it should be. What I knew was that in about a kilometer we would take a sharp 180 degree turn and would start running into the opposite direction, into a headwind. As soon as we took that turn, our group was falling apart. A lot of runners were not prepared for the headwind and they started drifting. 5 or 6 of us stayed together until the 24K mark, where another bridge was waiting for us. And then 2 more dropped. From there on, it was again running with tailwind for 3 kilometers, where we took another 180 degree turn and back into the headwind. At that point, I made the decision to slow down. Not by much, maybe 3 to 5 seconds per kilometer, so just enough to have some speed and strength in my legs for the last 9K, where there were constant ups and downs. From the 27 to the 37 kilometer mark, I ran mostly by myself, catching up others who started faster and went out too fast. And as much as I tried to encourage them, none of the runners stayed with me for more than maybe a few hundred meters. and then at the 37K mark, the last bridge, down the other side and back towards the city center where the finish line was. At the 39K mark, there is a long underpass. It felt like running through a tunnel. At the end, there's not just light waiting for you, but also one last incline. And not the easiest one. Well, cobblestones again. And when I lapped my watch at the 40K mark and looked down on it to check my pace for one last time, bam, down I went. With my left foot, I got stuck between two cobblestones and I hit the deck. There were other runners there to help instantly, but gladly I was okay. Got up and continued running as if nothing had happened. The last 2K, I looked constantly on the ground in front of me, just to make sure where I was stepping. And still I was awarded at the finish line. I ran a new marathon PB. In the city where they say, all runners are beautiful. And beautiful we truly are. Last year for Berlin, I said that it was almost a perfectly paced race, the second half only 30 seconds slower than the first one. This time around, the second half was about 2 minutes slower than the first, but that was due to a decision I made, knowing what was waiting for me from the 31K mark to the finish line. And then again, this was the first marathon where I had no major issue keeping the pace I wanted throughout the whole race. In my previous marathons, I know I struggled from the 37 or 38K mark to the finish. But this time around, I felt very much in control to the finish line, and my legs were not hurting as much as they were on previous races. If I look back, I now know that I made the right decision when writing my training plan for Prague. It was a race I learned a lot from, and I'm confident to apply this knowledge into the next marathon training block. Well, if I decide to run another marathon this year. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!